Yeah.
And yet canna, they look very tropical and have a nice, bright, you know, flower stalk on them that blooms all summer. They're great. Yeah.
Yes, that's them. Really, and Carl and Nancy gave me some of those. And
right on.
They really took off this year, and so I'm going to be storing them again. Now, last year, it was a little sketchy. They're apparently tough enough, but they want to be put out when it's warm, so you end up storing them for quite a while. I'm wondering, now, what would be the best way to store something like that? You know, it's got a root with a lot of food in it that you want to keep moist somehow, but cool.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with them?
This is the first year that I've had these in my garden, and so I've got them two ways. I've got them in the ground, and then I've got them in some pots. And so I'm going to experiment, and sometimes that's a really good way for all of us at home to figure out how things really work for us, is to try some things. So I've got some that are in some pots, and they're blooming away right now. When the frost comes and they freeze back, I'm going to whack them off and drag that pot, root and all, just drag that whole thing into my root cellar. Okay,
yeah.
I'll keep it moist. It'll cool down, and it'll won't freeze. It'll just stay there at a really nice temperature.
Okay.
And then the ones like maybe you've got in your garden bed, I'm going to leave them in the ground until the freeze comes and everybody's, you know, dead on top, and I'm going to lift them out of the ground.